For 22 years, the California Chamber of Commerce has come out with what they call a job killer list of bills. Denise Davis is Cal Chamber's vice president, and she tells us what the criteria is to make the list of job killer bills.
What we're looking for is not just bad bills. These are not just, you know, bad ideas in general. These are bad ideas that hurt employers and hurt companies in the state. They hurt companies' ability to keep their costs under control, their ability to hire more workers, their ability to provide robust benefits to their employees, those sorts of things. So these are measures that truly cost companies in terms of increased litigation, more regulation, more burdens, more hassles, more taxes. These are expensive measures, and that's why we call them job killers.
And there are 24 bills on the list this year.
Throughout the legislative season, we're going to see more bills come on as they're amended and changed, and then others will roll off as amendments are accepted and they become a little bit less onerous. In the past, we've had a 92% kill rate for the job killers. So we have a really high success rate. And these are bad policies. We educate lawmakers about what's wrong with the bills and what employers will face should the bill become law. But the really important thing is these are just bad ideas.
And I asked for an example.
You know, we've got a really go-go economy right now. Things are moving along here in this state, and we've got a record budget surplus. But legislators are still introducing tax increases, and this time around we have tax proposals on everything from tires to Tylenol, and there's nearly one proposal is nearly triple the tax on corporations. So we've got some ideas that don't seem to be, the timing isn't quite right for some of these.
And if you want to read about them,
It's at calchamber.com.
Denise Davis there, Cal Chamber's vice president, and it's 5:20 now at News 93.1 KFEK.